Good morning. You're listening to Radio Springfield City this morning. You're joined today. Special treat. Monday Madness returns. And Paul is back from long service leave, as it turns out. Self-imposed.
Oh, self-imposed. I mean, I didn't give up anything else other than, you know, this show. No, that's a joke. I just got really lost track of time and it's been a year.
Quite. What are we? So it's the 18th of May and it's been the longest lead up to the beginning of year I've ever felt.
I think it should still be February, but it's not. Yeah,
exactly.
It's insane.
That's what it feels like. Anyway, we're back.
We're back. Back, yes. Bigger and better than ever.
Yes, Monday Madness. Mm-hmm. Hello. It's great to be here.
It's really good to be back, actually. I've missed you, Antoine.
I wish I could say the same.
I mean, I haven't. You stalk me a lot and I leave you unread all the time.
Hang on. So how is it that I stalk you then?
Because it pops up.
Okay. Hello.
But you can see the message that's come through. You just don't get into it because you go, I'll get back to that. I'm like, yes, I want to say something to him. I'm going to respond to that message. And then...
It never happens.
It never happens. And I'm very sorry. I see.
Is there a term for that? Is that ghosting? Am I right in the, is that the correct definition?
Is ghosting when someone just actually ignores you or is ghosting when someone unintentionally ignores you?
Is there a difference?
Not for the recipient.
The outcome is the same, right?
The outcome is the same.
The intent is irrelevant in this sense.
The intent is relevant because I didn't mean to ignore you. And I'd like to say you were unique in the situation, but you were not because I've left everyone unread. Actually, unread and onread is worse, right? Unread, I think unread is the unintentional ghosting because I haven't read it. Onread means I've read it.
Yeah.
And acknowledged it and then never delivered.
Moved on.
Never and then moved on with things.
So yeah. Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get lucky while I'm driving, I can voice message back. Mm. That seems to be a bit more successful.
Does it?
Yep. But the translation to what my, you know, voice to text isn't always the same. I find the latest Google update in my car, he reads to me. With his inflections, but then when I actually look at the text message, I didn't read it like that at all.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
AI's interpretation of what's been said.
AI goes a bit wild in my car, to be honest.
It does.
Yep.
And we'll probably expand on this, but it's funny because the limited, as you say, the ghosting that I receive, and so I'm in Canberra, I'm in a Uber on the way to the airport.
Let's derail this conversation entirely. A what?
Uber.
Why are you calling it a Uber? Are you an idiot? What?
Whoa. Or no. Uber. Do you want to shake it up? Uber.
I can't even say. It's an Uber.
So I was in an Uber and I received a spontaneous, can you please stop buying me? The wraps made for giants with a photo of wraps. My first inkling, this is months and months of no texting by Paula and then I get a photo and can you stop buying me these? So instantly I have a coffee in hand, so I just sent a coffee photo in the Uber with, is this for me? And so I sent an emoji and some ha-has. A few moments later, I get the same message. And then there's a, oh, no, oops.
Did I do it twice?
Yeah, you did do it twice.
Oh, that's even worse, which means Lucas never got it. Oh, that was for my husband who keeps buying the giant wraps and I'm on a health challenge and therefore size matters very much so.
So I think we will find in the defendant that, yeah, you were some get read and some don't get read and others just get misplaced to the wrong person.
That does happen. So there, I give some credibility back. But didn't I probably liven that Uber experience up, because you were probably talking about the size of my wraps for a good 5 minutes.
Well, we were, because how are they giant wraps? Is she, was it because of the packaging?
No, the wrap itself is so much bigger. Empty calories.
Yeah, like, we get all that, but there was no context to any of that. So we're conversating a 15-minute ride from hotel to airport.
About the size of my wraps. Yeah.
And why she sent it twice.
Yeah, what? Look, I aim to please. And the moral of the story is don't buy me giant wraps. You don't want unsolicited text messages. Oh, well, mate, giant wraps.
Maybe that might be the way to get response. I'll just send
photos of random photos of things.
No, I'll just send it to your house. Yeah, call me to talk about it or something. I get a response.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back. It's great to be back today. Unfortunately, we've rabbited on a bunch of nonsense. Let's just go for a quick break, and when we come back,
that's it. We're back in the nonsense game. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about what we've been doing since we spoke last. And we are back. You're listening to Antoine and Paul this morning. It is Monday Madness. It's been a while, and it's a treat to have Paula back with us after her extremely long service leave. Paula, last time we caught up was for the Chicks in Pink.
Wow, yes,
yes. There's been no debrief. We haven't spoken about it. It was an awesome event. It was great to be
What were we? Well, we were the MCs.
Co-MC.
You were co-MCs.
Co-MC, yeah. So lacking of words. It was great to be co-MC.
I was the M, you were the C.
Yeah.
Main.
We are. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I thought of something different. fitting all the same. And so what a great event that was.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Hope we get called back next year. We'll see.
I feel... between now and next year, you need to learn how to actually do the Nutbush, because as a duo, there's videos of us getting around doing the Nutbush on a hill dressed in pink.
Yeah.
And that in itself is embarrassing. But what's more embarrassing is you weren't doing it correctly.
Well,
do you not know the rule, the dance?
No, firstly, I don't. So that's the first one.
Yeah.
Second one, on an angle, like we're on pyramids. Trying to dance. I think, do I have a clipboard or something?
Yeah.
So I don't even know the steps on flat ground, and we're trying to do this on a pyramid.
Look, we're not experts at it, and I had a giant handbag that was floating around, and the angle wasn't glamorous by any means of video that's getting around. But the point is we had a lot of fun, and I think it was a great success, and it was for such a good cause, yeah.
All of the above. Loved it and appreciated the cause that it was for, and I thought it was an awesome day.
It was. I think the coolest part for me was standing up on that pyramid before we had to dance and looking at that sea of pink. Like,
yes.
I think that feeling was like the coolest feeling ever, and a few people were up on the pyramids, and so I think they got to witness that as well. But for the ones that didn't, like, that was like, they just look so cool.
Yeah, look, the support. Everyone came out in force for the Mardi Chicks in Pink walk, and I think, I'm with you. It was awesome.
Do you remember how much money we ended up raising?
Oh, you're going to stretch from my memory. I needed that space for something else. I'm sorry.
No, okay. Well, I will tell you, because I do remember. Say it was, we raised just over $100,000.
Yeah. Yes. So great effort.
When I say we, not like me and you, we were just the spokespeople.
We were,
it was
present
the community.
During
the community raise, which was absolutely incredible.
It was indeed. Yeah. Bigger and better next year.
Well, I think that sort of result shows that the community wanted this. They responded to this, and it was just, it was incredible. So I think we've certainly cemented in that the Chicks in Pink Springfield will be a long lasting walk run. We will need to sort of modify our location, I think, because it's only going to get bigger from here on out. And, you know, we'd capped it at 2,000, and I think we had over 1,500 registered participants. So yeah, I think we definitely need a, remap that a little bit to make sure that everyone can continue to have a safe walk/run.
Yeah, and I think that those, I'm gonna get some words out.
Yeah.
making some minor changes will make next year a little bit better.
Yeah. But not big changes like changing us, because I think we were fantastic.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Self-appointed. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
never short of those ones.
Never.
And so what happened next? Then there was Easter, yeah? Easter was after that. How was your Easter?
Easter was good. I had about 4 million people come through my house.
Oh, that's right, because you were catering and you were doing some cookings and stuff.
Yep, because we had CMC, which I didn't do, but my brother always comes down from Darwin. So I had him visiting for CMC. He left.
Just be closer.
So we had CMC. Sorry. Lost my train of thought there.
CMC, he left.
I had a day of break, had just enough time to clean my house and, you know, get ready for the next lot, and then new visitors came in. Yeah, it was crazy. So I hosted, I had fed people, and my daughter had a birthday. It was very, very, very busy. School holiday, Easter break.
Bedlam.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel Rizquala.
Literally.
Yeah. Dead set. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, that sounds like.
How about you? What did you do for your Easter?
Oh, I think I used that space for something else. I'm trying to remember, but I think family. So I caught up with my sister and the kids, did some egg things. Whatever Easter happens.
Oh, do you hide Easter eggs? We probably don't. Like growing up, did you hide Easter eggs?
So I lived in a family where we didn't celebrate those things. So in my younger years, I never experienced any of those.
Okay.
And it wasn't until I was more an adult where I learned what half of those things were. So I've got no reference, unfortunately.
You've got no reference. So, well, see, Luke and I have a big debate about growing up. We had I was born in Darwin, so it's very hot up there. Very hot up there, We would hide, which I don't know if it's a better option, but we would always do the coloured eggs. So we would make like boil eggs,
yes,
and then you colour the
remember
eggs.
Remember those? Yeah,
eggs,
kid,
right?
Yeah.
And then we would hide them, and then we would find those ones, and then we would swap them out for
it was currency
chocolate.
For chocolate.
Right?
Yes.
And because if you try to hide, and we used to always do it outside. So if you tried twofold. Chocolate and animals, not great. You know, chocolate's very bad for dogs. So you don't want to be hiding chocolates when you've got dogs.
Yeah, you don't want them to find that.
Correct. But then also Darwin being very hot. Sorry, guys, for those listening at home, Antoine's looking at the computer screen and I'm apparently talking wrong.
How can you talk wrong?
I don't think I can talk wrong. I think I'm very good at it. The thing is I do it too much.
That quite. No one will disagree there.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, we hide those eggs, but Lucas and I are in disagreement because he thinks we should be hiding the chocolate eggs. And I'm like, well, one, if it's hot, they get melted. And we swap them out for currency. So we did the currency eggs this year because I had too many people and obviously we had a lot of the dogs around. So we did the currency egg. The trade-off the kids didn't quite find all the eggs. So a boiled egg weeks later.
Oh no.
Is a bit of a projectile if I'm really honest. When you go to touch it, it will explode. So I found it when I was hedging back the garden and there was a brown egg that it was red and maroon colour and it had just been sitting under there and it just exploded everywhere. So that was not great.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe Lucas might have a bit of merit to his hiding chocolate eggs. But then and saying that the dog would have found it and then I'd have a sick dog, so I still stand by the boiled egg exploding projectile.
All right. Well, there's an Easter to remember.
Yeah, that's it.
You can build on it next year.
Yep.
What will you do?
Go away. Actually, I've decided. There we go. Leave.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Vacate the premises and
that's
disappear.
Fair. Yeah, I'd do that too. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go for a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about something else.
Is it a good indicator that I can hear myself if I can hear the cord?
I don't know. I've never had that happen.
You can't hear the cord?
No.
Like when you move and it caresses your...
Oh, I can hear that. I can hear it if I touch it.
Yeah, I can hear that, but I can hear...
I don't know. You're just weird.
Only on this side though, not on that side.
That's because it's attached to that side.
Well, that's true, but I'm also deaf on this side.
Hey.
Yep. Good, thanks.
And we're back. Welcome to Monday Madness. You're with Paula and Antoine here on Radio Springfield City. And we have a treat with Paula back for us today. Back with us, for us, with us. Not here for English.
We're never here for English, no.
Terrible.
It is a treat that I'm here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Treat just, for the listeners, at least. Just a little
snackatizer, you know.
Snackatizer.
A little, little polar snack.
It's a polar eclipse. Quick, take a glimpse with your ears.
And that's why I talk so much. Like, oh, I've got so much to say. and then it's done. Yeah, so you can slow it down and get about a year's worth of content with this one segment.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we caught up what happened after Easter, between Easter and now. There was a little bit of Anzac Day, and then that was it, really.
Yeah, it's just been, you know, rat race.
Yeah, well, it's almost the end of the financial year.
Yes, it is, Antoine. I thought this was our fun day. I thought I come in on Monday Madness and it's fun day.
It is fun day.
You just want to see me mad, and I know that you want to see me mad.
Well, you're already mad.
I am mad. Yeah. Yes.
And I don't want you to get ahead of yourself, because the starting point to the madness, your crankiness, is.
It's not Monday Madness. It's just Paula is mad in general.
It sort of fits.
It is.
Just mad. Paula mad.
Paula's mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so last week, on budget night, no less, Amanda and I were heading to Canberra. We were heading to Canberra because we were invited to attend an event with an organisation that I do some work with, and they're called The Wattle Nest, and they support athletes trying to chase their dreams.
That's awesome.
Which, yeah, it is. I'm proud to be part of that. I host a podcast where we have conversations with athletes that belong to the Wattle Nest, and it's great to chat to people just chasing their dreams, or we speak to ambassadors. And through this, the CEO, Rachel Condos-Fields, has discovered that 40% of elite athletes live below the poverty line while they're trying to train, study, work for the Olympics or for World Championships or, you know, whatever it may be. And so she's found a link where, you know, the corporate world can support athletes, and she's built an organisation that does that. But it's also support that's outside of their field or their sport when they're finished in sport, and trying to link them with something that's, I guess, future-proofing their life while they, you know, spend their good years trying to train and, you know, participate in sports, and a lot of which are winter sports that, you know, how do you do ski jumping in Brisbane when you're training?
yeah,
and you
true,
can't.
Yeah.
There's a facility at Chandler that does that where you jump into a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Abby Wilcox went to the Milan Cortina Olympics, and she's an athlete that belongs to the Wattle Nest, and she also works for the Broncos. She's in the on-ground manager when they have all their game days.
Oh, awesome.
But she trains for part of the year here, but majority of the time she's overseas in the colder temperatures in those areas trying to qualify and get into the world champs. Anyway, we head to Canberra. We're heading to Canberra for an event that was hosted by the Speaker of the House, our federal MP Milton, who's the member for Oxley, was hosting this. And on Tuesday night, I'm looking at boarding a plane. If only we had cameras. I've got Paula here just miming.
There's no miming. There is a bug on our microphone, and I'm trying to get it.
Is it out of date? Is it expired?
And it's just See, I told you I needed a bigger, better microphone.
What I can't, look,
can you see
I
it?
Can't hear you. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and you're trying to tell them about a story, but they're just flitting around trying to look at something else, not even paying a skerrick of attention?
I 100% was listening to every word that you said. There was a bug on my microphone, and I told you my microphone wasn't good enough. I wanted a bigger one like yours, and you didn't listen to me. And yes, there's bugs on it. This one's out of date.
There is, and maybe so.
I fixed the problem. I killed the bug.
You're
continue.
A fixer.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're heading to we're heading to Canberra, and it was a later flight to Canberra. Albeit when we booked our trip, probably about 2 or 3 weeks prior, I'd booked an earlier flight. So I booked an 8 a.m. flight to leave Brisbane. We were going to spend 3 days in Canberra, come home, do a little bit of touring and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the day before, I'll get a note or a little message. I was just in the toilet for a long visit and I was just trolling my Facebook, my messages. And it was, check in now. Oh, I'll just check in while I'm here. I've got a couple of minutes to burn, so I'll just check in. But the flight time was 20:40.
Like, did you not get a notice to say that they changed your flight?
No, I didn't.
Or do you not know how the 24-hour clock system works when you booked it?
This is ironic. I booked it. I booked the 8:40, but it was PM when I booked it. Because I checked, that's where I was. I was going, did they send me a note and I didn't see it? Did they change the flight? Was no one else flying that day? No. So all I could break down there was there was an error with the AM PM.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the email, it references 2040. But when you're online booking it, there's no 24-hour time.
It's in
12-hour and, AM PM. Why wouldn't you, if the email says 2040, why wouldn't you just have 24-hour time on the booking? So it's really clear.
It should be universal, correct, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can't say I've ever done that though. So
first time, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
first time for everything.
Yeah, nor have I. However, what was noted by the supervisor at the time, which is my wife, is normally there's a peer review of this is the booking. Do you concur that this is all true and correct? And that didn't happen.
No risk control, yeah.
Yeah, there was none. So I blame myself. Anyway,
sure, it's your fault.
We're prepping and we're boarding the plane and I get a note from one Paula Rizquala.
So for those listening, all they're hearing is that I frequently contact you. So all that hoo-ha about me ignoring you is garbage because you've now quoted 2 times that I've reached out to you in the space of a week. Look at that. Popularity contest.
Yeah, I guess that's probably your position.
You can't find it, can you?
We should have Facebook finding music
mm-hmm.
as I try and find the note. Anyway, the long and short of it is that here we are going to write the budget question good exclamation mark throw a banana at them for me
yes
such is Paula's
well I was hoping that you were going to go down and do a bit of a riot for me because it was a garbage budget and I will put my well, it's Monday Madness, so I don't need to be professional so I can chuck a tanny and say that I'm really mad about it. But I will still use my brain cells and say that I'm very mad about the budget. There's a lot of clarity that is still yet to come out of that. But it was garbage.
It was garbage. Mm. And we'll get to that in a moment.
Yes.
Because I'm still in Canberra. We flew in at whatever time that was. We had Wednesday to ourselves. We went and visited the War Memorial, which is amazing, by the way.
Is it really good?
It was very, very good. There was a couple of new areas that they'd built last year, end of last year, the beginning of this year, and they're still sort of putting on some finishing touches, but very moving and a lot of good things that they've done there. And so we had the opportunity of doing that prior to the event. I got to catch up with my niece, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And the pizza-loving individual that I am, she booked us in for a very nice place. And the perfect title for a pizza place, not the best one but a good one, is Department of Pizza.
Especially in the location, absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Yes.
Yes. Best. Kudos the best. To them, not yeah. the very best. Because one day in my dreams of dreams, I'm going to open Angry Antoine's Pizza Parlor.
I've got the location scoped.
Do you need to trademark that now? Because, you know, we are on radio and you've just given away your hopes and dreams.
Nobody will take it, please.
Hang on, I'm going to sit here and register that business name now because I want to – I'll sell it back to you, Angry Antoine's Pizza Parlor. I clearly want to have all of those letters and, you know, exceed my 256 characters that you're allowed to put on, you know, a title of anything.
Oh, really?
Did you know that? There's a limit.
I don't spend that much time with it. No. I just get in and get out.
But you should feel special because I have given up recently. This year, that's one thing I have given up. I've given up Facebook and I have given up sugar and food in the general scheme of things. But I have done a bit of a mental health challenge and a physical health challenge. So I did give up social media for the doom scrolling like people seem to do when they're taking extended breaks in the bathroom, as you so eloquently
said. It was a purposeful period.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Went in there for a job and I left.
You did. And multitasked by the sound of things. Very unhygienic.
Clever.
But I did, on a serious note, I did give up Facebook. But I wasn't one of those numpties that go, I'm leaving Facebook and then like can their friends list or anything. I literally just removed the app from my phone so I don't have it. But I do have Messenger so I can – so when people tag me and stuff, I don't get a lot of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make a conscious effort to go onto Facebook to see what's going on. So I did do that just – and you know who I commented on? Yours. Your status. No one else got a comment. I statused on commenting on your status about riding Canberra for me and throwing a banana at him because I am mad. So you should feel very special.
I do. I actually do. Paula,
now you know
thank
context
you.
Behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's lots of context. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to unpack that a little bit later. This is getting a little bit long-winded. Let's go for a break because I want to find out a little bit more about why Paula is mad about this budget.
Yep.
And we are back. You're on Radio Springfield City this morning. You're joined by Antoine and Paula. It's Monday Madness for Monday, the 18th of May. Is it the third time, second time this year? Doesn't matter. Why do you bring up the past?
Yeah, why are you just enjoy the moment when it's here. Yeah.
Anyway, we've been round and round about of Parliament House. What do they call it? What did you call it before?
It's called Ring Road, isn't it?
Ring. I don't know.
I think it is.
I spent 36 hours there.
It's a circle. Anyway. Circle, and then they've got circles within circles within circles, I think. It's like the city of roundabouts.
Yeah, hence our conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all culminated to this. It's time now to hear from Greater Springfield's leading tax accountant.
Oh, self-appointed. Yeah, let's do that.
her opinion, it's important to note, people, disclaimer.
Yes, I think I'll take the reins for this one, Antoine, because I'll do the disclaimer. We won't do our jingle one. I think when we discuss the mad budget, I think it is very important to understand that the legislation has not yet passed, so these are proposed changes. They are also obviously my opinion on the matter because there is still clarity that needs to be provided by the government in terms of what they meant. So it is absolutely general advice in nature and I implore anyone that is listening and actually taking me seriously, this is my non-serious day, but we will be put a serious hat because I am mad about it and I think it's important to debrief a little bit, but to seek out and speak to your accountant and get some professional advice to unpack the budget if they do believe that it applies to them.
Quite. And just if we can just step off the taxing for just one moment. All I was going to say to this, and this is the difference between words and no words, was what's going to follow here is a bunch of opinion and no, what are you guys,
all care, no responsibility. You don't
know the better version of that. It's when you're reading out the disclaimer. It says that
just generic and only.
It's not advice. No?
It's opinion and not advice.
That's it. That's it.
That's all I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. My nerd came out in me and I couldn't help myself and I had to go there.
So, Paula, for just the normal people that may not know all the intricacies about tax and tax law and some of these changes, what are the basic things that are good and bad?
Well, it's all bad. No, it's not. It's really not. And I don't want to create fear. I'm going to do, Antoine, I've got an idea.
Ooh.
Maybe I should do an actual budget segment. I don't know. We could put it somewhere. I don't know where we could put it. Tax Talk with Paula maybe might work. We could do that again when Paula finds time. No, look, I am mad about the budget because I feel that it was a blatant attack on the everyday working small business sector and investor parent. I shouldn't say parent, they don't do it, but in investor, we normally call them the mum and dad investors is what they sort of get, you know, lovingly called in our industry, that were just giving it a fair go. You know, I feel that the budget was a lot of these changes are ironically a long time coming, because what we are facing with is soon to be our biggest generational wealth transfer, which means all our baby boomers are going to start dying over the next few years. And that's where a lot of this wealth is created. And a lot of that is getting passed down to a younger generation, largely tax-free. And the government were trying to look at a way to attack that. And I think they've very successfully done that with this budget. And so there have been a lot of people that have worked hard for a long time to get them to a point where they are not at financial freedom by any means, but certainly at a way to that next step in their working career. So purchasing a business or purchasing their first investment property or, you know, now having just that little bit extra cash behind them to start making some investment decisions that hopefully can help them and their future generations. Now, a lot of times these are done via different structures, which a family trust is a very common one that is used in business and investment. So these changes essentially have decimated that part of the industry where people are not in the highest tax bracket, and they're not even they're sort of sitting in between the mid to the low tax bracket, where these kind of structures are going to be really heavily criticize whether they are still viable for these types. Whereas the top end of town are not impacted, or if they are impacted, it's not in a way that they can't easily restructure or change their way. So they're not really getting impacted in my belief, but it's the middle guys. Equally so, the little guys, the low end of town, you know, the people that are struggling to buy their first home and all the rest of it. And this is what the budget focus was on. And I think it's just smokes and mirrors. They're designing to say that it's designed on home ownership to help those people get into their first home. But one area of the law, and I won't deep dive into it, but I will show you the very big conflict that has already come out is one of the biggest changes is around negatively gearing and capital gains tax, you know, removing some of those concessions without deep diving in it. But one of the exceptions to the rule is they have sort of worded it that they want people to buy, the investors to buy new builds to leave the secondhand properties to our first home buyers. That's essentially the way that they've marketed it, going, you know what? We'll give some good incentives if you are an investor and you want to go buy a new property, go buy a brand new property, you know, build one for us to keep our market going and the building, new builds and rah-de-rah-de-rah. So we'll leave our secondhand pre-existing properties as for our first homeowners so that they can get into the market. And that should change the pricing of things, right? That all seems like, you know, okay, that seems quite reasonable, fair enough. However, let's jump ship over to the already existing provisions and concessions that are available to first homeowners. First homeowners get an additional grant, the first homeowners grant, if they build a property versus buying a secondhand property. So on one hand, we've got, yeah, I can see the look on your face. It's already in conflict. So on one hand, we want our new properties to be for our investors, yet the better incentives for our homeowner, our first homeowners are for them buying new properties. So I'm very mad because a lot of clarity does need to come out. Mr. Chalmers mentioned a couple of times he decided this all 3 or 4 weeks ago. Like, I think, and it's just completely
just came to him.
I don't know, maybe wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and went, oh, I've got it. This is what I've got. You know, I won't run this past anyone. I won't fact check this. I'll just do it. And so, yeah, it's a very frustrating budget because there's also a lot of fear mongering out there. We need a lot of clarity, but nothing is changing today in the sense, like, there have been some changes that have changed and it will certainly drive people's decision making, but the tax refunds they've proposed, they don't start for a couple of years, and potentially we'll have a new government by then, which will sometimes undo. And this happens very often. They bring out all these budget proposals, but they won't get past the houses, and therefore they don't become law. It happens all the time, and it just becomes a, we'll just forget about that. So potentially what I'm whinging about today may never come to fruition.
But because they've been proposed, there's still a risk that they can.
100% there is, yeah. And look, and I do believe, my personal opinion, that these will all come in place in some form, correct?
It just brings me back to when Kerry Packer was in front of, I think it was a Senate committee or whatever else, and he'd just tell them, just stop changing the rules,
mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, when you want to implement one, take one away.
That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
And they add more, and then they conflict with each other, and then they, like, I just think also to be saying something that they made a decision about this 3 or 4 weeks ago, that's an impressively short period of time to.
It seems to me that the Honourable Jim Chalmers may have gone into the toilet for a long break and came out with a very good idea.
He was on the wrong doom scroll. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. All right,
yeah. So yes, I'm mad.
Yeah. Yep. Well, yep. Mad Paula, you've heard it first.
That's it.
All right. Is that it?
That's it. No, yeah, that's it. I'll go all day. So, no, I
yeah,
think
we haven't got that
off.
Kind of time.
We haven't got that time.
I'm going to cut you off right here. We're going to go for a break. Let's come back after this break, talk about something a little bit better. And we are back. Listening to Monday Madness. It's Paula and Antoine here on Radio Springfield City. It's great to have Paula back for the Eclipse of Paula.
Yep. Yep, just four times a year. Yeah.
Four times a year. Max. Paula, pop quiz.
Ready.
What do you know of the music that we play here on the radio station?
There's music that we play on the radio.
Exactly.
Station.
I've been getting some nonsense from management. Hey, you've got to mention the other shows and the other music that we play.
Yeah. So, look, I'm really bad because I am such a nerd that I literally have been listening to the full cast audible of Harry Potter. Anytime I have a spare moment to listen, I see the look on your face, and I know that looks like jealousy. Jealousy is what I see you looking at me up.
No, I think you misread that. I think it's more, how would they award the nerdiest person? Like, what would they come up with?
I feel like it'd be
to
me.
Award the nerdiest person. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I don't watch TV. I don't, very rarely don't watch TV. I read a lot of books. I very rarely listen to music unless I'm at the gym. Just because, like, if I'm at the gym and I'm running, it's not the same vibe listening to Harry Potter. Like,
it's not going
to
get you going and drive you.
No, you need
you
some
know?
Doof, doof, doof yes. music, right? It needs to be angry and loud and makes me run faster. But, But no, other than that, I go full nerd, and because I spend a lot of my time with my brain active in terms of researching the next problem, and you know, dare I say, the budget we talked about. We're not talking about that anymore. We've kind of drawn a line in the sand. Yeah, so I suppose for me, that's my de-stress, and I have loved the fantasy world of Harry Potter forever. So I've read the books, then I listened to the first audible version by Stephen Fry. Narrated by Stephen Fry, which is good.
Mm.
But now they've got a full cast audio. So it's like people, different actors. Yeah, they're all different actors. So the Albus Dumbledore, I don't know if you ever listened to Harry Potter or watched Harry Potter, but
no.
The main dude, the main headmaster is narrated by the actor Hugh Laurie, who is, you know, Dr. House.
Yeah, I know Hugh. Yeah.
And then you've got Keira Knightley has come along, who was did Harry
Potter. She's lovely.
Yeah. And then they've also got Kit Harington from Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes. Is
Jon Snow. So, like,
you know nothing.
Full, yeah, you know nothing, Jon Snow. I also really like Hunger Games. Not Hunger Games. The other one. Paula failed on a nerdiness just then. She just combined books and movies. Abort. But yeah, full nerd mode. So I must admit, I don't listen to music. But quiz me.
Oh, you're up. So it was more around what genres do you listen to? So what music, when you do listen to music, what do you like listening to?
Country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. No, I do a bit of country music, but also I'm a bit more of the old school. So I did listen to the music yesterday. Miley Cyrus, I am a big fan of Miley Cyrus because I have a 10-year-old and she's made me watch Hannah Montana more times than I can count when I do watch TV.
Yeah, right.
And we had a bit of a Britney Spears going yesterday, a bit of Backstreet Boys. So would that be early 2000s, late 90s?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's probably my genre.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Would it surprise you to find out that we play back-to-back country music every Sunday?
Do you 4 really?
4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Why don't I do that segment?
Why don't you?
I could come in here with a country. I could come with my cowboy hat on and...
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you want to invite a special guest, that's me.
Yeah, righty, yeah. Well, it's called Twilight in the Country.
Twilight in the Country.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I might tune in for that. That sounds really good. There we go. Yeah. No, I'm in. You've sold me.
Sold you already. Mm. Yeah. Well, it's not the only thing that we've got though. We'll surprise you to know that we have a Hot 30 show.
Okay. Latest music or just in general?
No, it's the hottest.
At the moment.
At the moment, yeah. So the top 30 songs in Australia voted by everyone in Australia. Did you know that? Yeah. Cool. Saturdays.
I wouldn't know a single song on it, but maybe I would.
Yeah, you would. You would. On every Saturday, 2 p.m. Mm. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. Also,
every night. If you like 70s music.
I do enjoy 70s music.
Yeah, 7 p.m. back to back. That would 70s, be good. 7 to 8. 80s, ask me what time the 80s are on.
8 to 9?
Exactly.
Oh, look at me. I'm good at this. Work with me on this one.
And we've got the 90s. What time are they on?
Oh, my God. Really?
Every night, Monday to Friday.
9 to 10. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Mm. It's all about the music.
The people that were generally like 70s go to bed after that? Would that be?
I don't know. Tell me.
What time
do you get to
bed? I go to bed very early.
Then that's probably it's specifically for you. So 100%. Maybe it gives you an opportunity.
Everyone stop the radio now. Paula's going to bed. She's off. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It reminds me of that. You remember we did the segment about the Queen and that everyone had to stop eating when the Queen was finished?
Oh, yes.
It's like, oh, everyone, there's no more radio.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, good night, everyone. Night, Paula's gone to bed.
Wasn't there a little close down segment on TV? Oh, someone told me about it. It's a legend. But
Do you remember when they stopped TV and the screen would go to the rainbow colour thing with the fuzz down the bottom?
I do remember that, yes. Mm. Yes. I don't remember them. I don't think I was awake long enough for the sign off, because they would sign off at the end. Everyone's going to bed, good night, and then
there would be nothing.
There
would be nothing after that, was it?
So, no, we can't do that. It's a 24-hour station. Soz,
righto, whatever. That's fine. Rude.
Last one that you may not know is we play Aussie Homegrown every week.
Oh, yep. That's cool.
Yes. Mm. 7 till 10.
Yeah.
Sundays.
7 till 10.
On a Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
I could do that when I'm packing the lunches for the week. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at that.
Well, that's a little bit of the music when you're not listening to Harry Potter.
Well, I'm nearly finished. My calendar's going to open up soon because
is it really?
I'm up to Order of the Phoenix. So yeah, I've only got a couple more left. So what,
47 more chapters, and then you're done. Yeah. And it's almost time to start again.
I don't know what to do with myself. There, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What will you do?
I probably start at the beginning.
Isn't that what everyone does?
Yeah,
just to cycle through.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, before we go, I was just going to give you a quick quiz. What's hot on the flicks? What's hot on TV? What series are you watching? But you're
Did
not
we
watching
just
nothing.
Establish that. Yeah,
short term memory.
Yes.
I'm not used to being here.
I just have a watch list that happens on Netflix.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so,
all right, what's on the watch list?
I know. I'm The Witcher, the latest season that I'm remiss. I don't really want to watch. But I did really enjoy The Witcher. So you can see a theme, right? I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to fantasy land. So I love The Witcher. Absolutely watched The Witcher. And I promise, hand on my heart, I did watch The Witcher for the plot and not just for Henry Cavill.
Lies.
Yes, all lies.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the bullshit buzzer? Yeah.
Exactly. So I watched it for the plot. But the plot has changed and therefore they have replaced the plot with a different plot.
Oh,
and,
that's sad.
Therefore, it will be hard to watch the last one. Yes.
If you believe that, I used to buy magazines for articles.
The crosswords. Lucas always bought the picture magazine for the crosswords.
Yeah.
They were good crosswords. I didn't do. Yep.
8-0-0-8-5 Yeah.
Yeah, righto. I don't get that. That.
As an accountant and as someone that may have used a calculator once.
Oh, boobs. Oh, Paul is caught up. Excuse me, I didn't tip my calculator upside down.
It was always the right way up. Only idiots would turn them upside down.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, well. Yeah, guilty, Your Honour. Yeah. All right, well, Paul, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday. And the rest of your quarter, and we'll see.
No, I will be back. I'm going to come back. I reckon it'll be good for me to be, you know, put my official hat on. Yes, and do another monotone special with a bit more gusto in it. I'll come back for a budget special and a end of year tax planning, I think.
Paul's coming out of retirement.
Paul is coming out. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
If you're not sure what we're referring to, it's Tax Talk with Paula, where Paula does share a lot of tax tips and some great hints and tips. And there's also disclaimers in there so everyone knows what's going on. So stay tuned. This will be coming up. But until then, Paula, hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday. It's great to see you as always.
Thanks for having me, Anton. It's great to be back. It's felt good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah. I actually expected to have a uniform this time, though. I think that's probably what's kept me away. You know, I'm sitting here looking at you with your getup, with your bigger microphone without bugs on it.
Look good, feel good.
Yeah. Yep. And then here I am on this side on the, you know.
And
peasant side.
Peasant side, yeah. And so just to paint the picture, Paula is dressed all in black. And then when you get to the feet. There's mid-length socks that are the, I don't know, feet of chicken is the only thing that I, when you look at those things, it's just too, from the desk, we'll send you a photo. It's just two chicken feet.
This could be your promo cover photo for Paula's back with her chicken feet.
Yeah, there you go. You can see the desk. Paula's back with a chicken feet. Yes. Look, uniform does come with commitment, so I'm not sure you meet any of those.
I explain, full disclosure, when you have children, your children will steal your socks and then all you are left over with are the novelty sets. And I refuse to back down. So this is me today.
You've definitely ticked a novelty set with these ones. all right. Well, that's it. I'm going. You can stay.
No, I'll see you.
But I'm out of here.
I'm out.
I'll see you next time.
See ya.